Blog Talk Radio.
And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust a move, we
show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Yeah, how you doing?
Brother, I'm well, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine, I'm fine. My question is regarding nationality. I heard you and brother Toriano Abashango Hell on the segment talking about you guys are setting a place in Arkansas, I believe. Polanski, I think. So you proceeding with the trust and you going international. It's regarding the nationality with Toriano L and the place Polanski, I think, and Arkansas that you guys are setting up. Yes.
Well, the brother is out there, right?
Yes. But my friend and I are in the process to change our status and go into our nationality. And I would like to have some advice or guidance regarding that. And maybe, I don't know if your process is different than other process or RVB and everything. So we are located in Canada. I don't know how it's going to end up. Or
In Canada or Canaan land, I know there's the Grand Sheik. I know Grand Sheik Kujo and the Canaan land was up. So what I do, like I said, is work with people individually based upon where and what their situation is. So in terms of what me or what the brother Toriano and I were talking about, that knew that imperial faction based on your blood and equity and all that. At the time, the only people talking about that was me and him. You know what I'm saying? At the time, like, nobody, like, there was so much stuff that I was finding out that I was like, somebody got to know this. And if they know it and they not saying it, then that means they concealing it. And if they concealing it, then that means that they not Moors in the first place. You dig? They working with the ops. So my main thing is, again, everybody's individual place. You can hit me up at houseofl@hotmail.com. And then also keep in mind that even though you're in the Americas, you're still in a different corporate jurisdiction. So what may pop off out here a certain way may not translate the same way. You got to do stuff a certain way out there. You know what I mean? But there is a definite, I can't speak to anybody else's processes because I'm the one that people call when they processes that they do with these other people get messed up. I'm the guy that people hit up to kind of help fix all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was out here prior to them doing all of that. You see what I'm saying? But I don't offer a quick fix. I don't offer some illusion that when you become a Moor, like all your problems in the United States or Canada, wherever that is done, like you just automatically don't have to do shit. Like I didn't, you understand? That's not what it's about. You shouldn't get into this so you don't have to do certain things. You understand? Because that means your intent is off. If anything, you want to do something like this to be as free as possible, to have as much liberty over yourself as possible, to own more of yourself as possible, to have a direct line between you and the Creator as possible without some middleman or some fake religion that your ancestors set up for these fake niggas to deal with.
That's right. And Bruce here, you mentioned his appellation. So Brother Kujo L is he's online. You know what I'm saying? Just
Islam. Islam to the Grand Sheik, man. Thanks for holding me down. I've been in peace for a long time. And he's one of the few people to openly bang on people.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So that's a shout out, and you know what I'm saying? A shout out especially from, you know what I'm saying, Brother Usir, you know what I'm saying, to Brother Kujo, you know what I'm saying? So
Islam, give thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. You already know how they be hating. They've been hating all day.
You know, it's like you mentioned, man. You talk about, you know, you expose the sellouts, everybody's crying, unite, but Kwame, you know what I'm saying, spoke about, you know, the sellouts in the sport business, and everybody's, you know what I'm saying, is supporting him. So, you know what I'm saying, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, the work that you're doing is, you know what I'm saying, that's the most impacted, man. So thank you, bro.
Thank you, yo. And peace to the Duke whenever he gets back on.
Yes,
to the Duke.
Exactly. So Brother Marcus, so technically, you know, from what the Cyril stating, it's to get in connection with their sincere ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bro, so In the meantime that Asir will be back, could you go, you know what I'm saying, quickly on nationality to Brother Marcus? He's in Montreal,
yes, please.
All right. The more I was saying, there's all these different ways of, right, but depending on where it is that you're coming from, as far as your national descent, you might already have a nationality, and all you're doing is correcting your status, not necessarily proclaiming your nationality. So for example, somebody who's from the continent, let's say, more than likely they have a nationality already. Somebody from Asia, more than likely they have a nationality. So what you're doing is you're going to be making the transition from the all capital letters name to a free name that has Bay on it, right? So with us, what we do is we do a name correction, which corrects the name, and then you do a judicial proclamation. And once you do the name correction and the judicial proclamation, then you would apply for your identification to match that, right? And again, like Brother Asir was saying, this is not for you to get out of something, or you got something going on and you know this is more a mindset
right.
thing, correcting your mind thing, not really correcting the paper thing. But just get my number from Brother AGL.
Islam.
And give me a shout since the Duke's back. Islam, Duke.
Islam, great one.
And
thanks for holding it
Empress.
Up, though.
Islam to the Empress and the fam. Appreciate
it. Good looking, bro. You know how to do.
for all your work, yo. Thank you for
everything. Shukran, brother. We all we got, man.
We're all we got for real.
So any Moors is doing the right thing. As the prophet said, he said, the one thing surprised me is when I see a Moor do right.
Any
Moor doing right, you got to give respect, man. So again, thanks you for always keeping it real and letting the people know what this is, and that we all just not be active, we not passive. And the fact that just because we Moors and we practice love, truth, peace, freedom, equality, justice and quality don't mean that we don't have the scimitar and all of that too, you know? So it's definitely, we need that. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. So, you know, while you were connecting. Oh, go ahead, Cujo. Go ahead, Cujo. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I yield the floor just so you could get back to your session.
Islam.
Give thanks.
Islam.
Islam.
So to the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's just another evidence and proof, you know what I'm saying? You know, real Moors that do the work, you know what I'm saying? And despite the hating, despite, you know what I'm saying, cutting the corner, despite the people, you know what I'm saying, or hating, or the ones that cutting the corners speak, you know, bad against, you know, Asira Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to let you know that their work is significant. And it's sincere.
Shukran, brother. Yeah. Shukran, brother. Because like I said, when they'll take the message how they want, because our people be fickle. But like, for instance, when Shahrazad Ali was out here, when Jewel Pookrum was out here, when Dr. Frances Cress Wilson, bless the dead, was out here, she was telling females how they need to get right, how they need to get back when they man and come back in order. Everybody tried to ignore them, right? We want to follow more with Beyonce, Single Ladies, and all this other crap, right? Now here comes this dude come out and just got the whole world taken by storm. This dude on the internet with a black woman call in, and he basically run through them. You know what I'm saying? I forget the dude's name.
Somebody killed him. Kevin Sampson.
Yes. Thank you. On the tip of my tongue. Yes, him. And look. He basically saying the same thing that the sister was saying, the same thing, bro. And she was giving it to the sisters in love, because this is a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? A Muslim, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who have praise for Allah, who give all respect and glory to Allah. And that's the problem. They only want to accept it from an Angela Bass, somebody that's Christian, you see, somebody that's Prince Hall, Sigma Phi, Rho, and all that shit, influence, and that's what's killing the black community. And instead of our people doing the knowledge to that, what we doing? They trying to find any type of dirt on this nigga as possible. You understand? But he ain't doing nothing that the other one, Tommy Sotomayor, and the other one was doing. You know what I'm saying? But the problem, like I said, is niggas want to pick and choose the message. They want to pick and choose the messenger. We want to be able to get the knowledge and all that, but we want to be able to assimilate it how we want to assimilate it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to know why you got the info to say this, this, and that. But these same motherfuckers sit there and watch Dr. Phil all day. You know what I'm saying? These same niggas watching Ayanna Van Sant all day, who used to come out and try to diss Shahrazad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at her. Now look at her. She now echoing the same shit. And keep it real with you. Keep it real with you on her. She wrote a book. And in the book, she talked about how she was with this dude in the projects one time and knew he had a girl, but she was doing her own thing. And the girl wound up coming home early. And the dude wound up being like, whatever. He ain't trying to lose his girl. Grab up all her clothes and threw her out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Right, had to go out the project window. That was my pops.
For real.
Real talk, son. That was my father. That was my father on his pimp shit and whatever back then.
Wow.
And I say that to say the woman that he wasn't trying to leave was my mother. You understand? This is how deep we be involved in the game and don't even know. This shit I found out about right before he died, bless the dead.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is stop hating on the messenger, man. Let's start respecting one another. Let's put the original woman back where she's supposed to be. And all of these Boule, Sigma Phi Rho, black Skull and Bones chicks, because that's who's really running it right now, if y'all ain't know. The Sigma Phi Rho and the what you call it, the OTO Scottish Rite white men. Because Sigma Phi Rho was set up to be basically the female, black female Skull and Bones. Also, Sandra Bland was Sigma Phi Rho. And you see what they did to her when she started waking up. If that was even a real occurrence, because, you know, they made a video about it. They had a Netflix movie and shit. So whenever they get like that, that's the other thing. Netflix was started by Sigmund Freud's great-great-grandson. Sigmund Freud was a fraud, was a voracious pedophile who was inbred and was marrying into his sister, and everybody in their family went crazy. And this is the nigga that they established the whole psychological evidence from. Another one of his proteges was a dude named Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays is the father of feminism. This is the nigga that created feminism as a military operation to inject into the black community to get black women to give up their families to move more into becoming white women into their families.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Gratitude to the energy. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. As you guys know, I'm your host, Haru. And what the fuck is going on with this abortion? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not sorry, but I want to learn what's going on with this abortion stuff. So, I don't know. Let's check out Brother Wisdom, though. But that was the dirty. You know, it's a lot of people doing dirt out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there are, and I mean, everything is fair game. But as we know, we're shifting into 5D. So all of that old dirty shit ain't going to work no more that y'all do. And the funny thing about it is that y'all think y'all hiding. Y'all think that we are still in the age to where the secrets that you guys do in the shadows, y'all think people don't know. But some of us got eyes in every realm, and we are advised about the shit y'all do in the shadows, which is cool. Everything is fair game. We get it. But baby. Y'all just keep on. Keep it up. We love y'all. All right, y'all. Abortions. Ooh. Y'all. And I love our black women. Please never get that twisted. But a lot of y'all are mad, man, baby. Y'all can't kill. You know, y'all can't be serial killers like y'all used to. And mind you, abortions, you know, or I don't touch this topic. I wish, you know, look, I am here. I'm going to just learn because I don't really touch this topic. I wish somebody was here with me because I don't touch it because I got resentment, you know, toward my mother as far as her doing it to my brothers, you know, but this is deep, y'all. But I mean, there is a balance within this topic. So let me see, because I don't know what's going on, y'all. I'm so detached from the matrix. Like, I don't keep up with, today is a subconscious mind, but I don't know if we'll go there today. It was just a filler. But let's see. Let me see what's going on.
I'm proud to announce, as Chief Legal Officer for the state of Arkansas, that the United States Supreme Court has, in fact, overruled Roe versus Wade.
Arkansas Attorney General Kathy Rutledge fighting back tears, announcing she is certifying the state's abortion law, her signature making abortion illegal in Arkansas, with the only exception being to save the mother's life.
None of us thought today would come in our lifetimes.
A historic morning leading to a day of action in parts of the South and Midwest.
Today is a momentous day.
Minutes after the Supreme Court's decision,
hell is murder!
Making the state the first in the country to effectively ban abortions.
Today is also a somber day. We remember the more than 60 million innocent lives lost in the wake of Roe v. Wade.
The High Court's decision putting trigger laws in motion in states, including Oklahoma.
The most life-saving decision in the history of our nation.
And Louisiana.
If we don't respect the life of the defenseless unborn, how do we expect to respect the life of others who are born?
Tennessee.
They don't. Y'all don't. That's the thing. That's why it's a sad day.
But this day is here.
In Mississippi.
Roe v. Wade has been a terrible stain on our nation for too long.
The state is banning
this is a reaction show.
Mother's life is at risk, or if the pregnancy is caused by rape and report it to the police.
We fight this battle because we believe in our heart.
Now that
is God's will. To him be all the glory.
Republicans on Capitol Hill celebrate.
And we're just so thankful for the brave Supreme Court justices and President Trump for nominating them.
And speaking of the former president, he is calling this the biggest win for life in a generation and taking credit for the justices who helped to make this happen. But the New York Times is reporting he is telling a much different story privately, telling advisors and friends this is bad for the Republicans when it comes to winning races in November.
Okay, so, again, this is a reaction show.
Thank you. Well, now that abortion laws can be determined by each state, news projection reporter Corley Fields joining us live in the studio with what
y'all bitches better move to the state.
Joy, Florida doesn't have that so-called trigger law like some states that would ban abortion almost immediately after Roe versus Wade was overturned. Now, this map shows the states in red that would likely plan to ban abortion. You can see Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are some of those states. Now, Florida, over here in the gray, is among the states that are uncertain, along with Arizona and North Carolina. Now, Georgia and Alabama are in yellow, meaning that they're likely to ban. And in green, California, New York, and Colorado are likely to keep abortion legal. From now until July 1st, Floridians can receive an abortion within 24 weeks of pregnancy. After that, a new law goes into effect, banning the procedure after 15 weeks. 15 weeks is in the second trimester of a pregnancy. The exceptions include if carrying to term could result in serious injury or death for the mother, or if the fetus has fatal abnormality. Rape and incest are not exceptions. According to the Agency for Healthcare Administration data, the majority of abortions in the state occurred before 15 weeks. And last year, roughly 75,000 abortions occurred in the first trimester. Nearly 5,000 were reported after 12 weeks. Troy,
Kenton. Let's see.
The Supreme Court has reached a decision on the landmark Roe v. Wade case. The ruling is on a case called Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. It's Mississippi's law that bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks gestational age. It's considered the most direct challenge to Roe v. Wade in nearly 30 years. The question today, whether the law is constitutional, and we will have that answer in a matter of seconds. There were three possible outcomes. The court could strike down the law, which is seen as highly unlikely. It could uphold the law, or the court could uphold the Mississippi law and overrule Roe v. Wade. This would not make abortion illegal, but it would allow the states to ban it. As an aside, about half of the states would do so, and many have a mechanism in place right now to make this automatic. So while we wait for the details, and we'll get them in just a matter of seconds from Pete Williams of the court's decision, this particular case began in March of 2018 when Mississippi passed the Gestational Age Act. Supporters argue the law is intended to regulate inhumane procedures and that a fetus is capable of detecting and responding to pain by that point in pregnancy. Opponents contend that the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled otherwise, and here is Pete Williams.
Now, overturned Roe v. Wade, and the follow-on case called Casey, in which the abortion right was made nationwide. Those two rulings stood for the proposition that states could not ban abortion before the age of viability. They could restrict it during that period up to about 23 weeks, but they couldn't ban it. Now the Supreme Court has taken that guarantee away. Lester, this is the first time the Supreme Court has ever granted a constitutional right, which it did so when Roe was decided in 1973, and then took it away, a popular right that was widely recognized. So the immediate effect of this will be to uphold a Mississippi law that would ban abortion after 15 weeks. But this also now means that in roughly half the country, abortion is, as of now or soon will be, illegal. 13 states have what are called trigger laws that were intended to make abortion illegal in those states. Once the Supreme Court reached this decision, in a few of those states, the law takes effect immediately, and some they have to wait for the state attorney general to certify that this is what the Supreme Court has done. That's 13 states in which abortion will shortly be illegal. And in the rest of the, up to about half the states, they are expected soon to make it illegal. So we're about to become a divided country, Lester, where abortion is legal in about half the states, illegal in half the states. This is a 6-3 decision. It's written by Samuel Alito. We haven't had a chance to track it yet, but you may recall that Justice Alito was the author of the draft opinion that leaked in May that suggested that the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. But Lester, I have to say this is not, while it is certainly going to be surprising to some, pleasing to others that have worked for this day for many years, it can't be too much of a surprise for three reasons. First of all, the fact that the court agreed to take this case in the first place. This was a decision from lower courts that said, no, you can't strike down abortion that early because it would go against Supreme Court precedents. There was no division among the circuit courts. So why did the Supreme Court take it? The logical conclusion has to be that they took it to overturn Roe. Secondly, what they did in the Texas case when they allowed the Texas law to go into effect that would restrict abortion. And third, the comments that the justices made when the Roe v. Wade case was argued. So Supreme Court overturning Roe, this is one of the most significant historic decisions in modern times, Lester. And now it means that abortion is no longer the law of the land. It's up to the states. And it's about to become illegal in about half of them left.
NBC's Pete Williams with the decision, the landmark decision for the United States Supreme Court, which has ended constitutional protections for abortion that had been in place for nearly 50 years.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching.
Here's the thing about that. You know, some of y'all are rightly justified in having abortions, you know, but a lot of y'all are just serial killers. Y'all are killing these babies because, you know, it's an inconvenience for, you know, whatever you got going on. The faster you bitches realize, and I'm excuse me for saying bitches and all that, but I'm really not sorry. But the faster women have been doing, a lot of women, and I love my goddesses, honey, y'all are sensitive as fuck. Baby, and y'all are, when it comes to the truth and accountability, y'all don't want to hear it. Now, mind you, this is not the government doing this, y'all. This is spirit. This is divinely, or this is order. This is cosmic order of what's going on. It's bigger than the government, you guys. You cannot continue. Women, hear me. You cannot continue to do foul shit in secret for your inconvenience, like a lot of y'all doing it. Don't think we don't know, bitch. Keep on. You can't. Everybody in court, and that means the woman is in court, too. So, baby, I always tell y'all I love y'all to life, but y'all gonna find out. Will we? Hold on, let's see what else we got.
I used to pay $162 every month for my car insurance. Now, Check out how much I'm paying.
50 years of a legally enshrined right to abortion in the United States has been brought to an end after the country's Supreme Court decided to overturn its landmark ruling made in 1973. It means that tens of millions of women across the U.S. do not have their right to an abortion guaranteed by the Constitution, and individual U.S. states are now legally entitled to ban the procedure. Nearly half of America's 50 states are expected to do so, and 13 have already passed so-called trigger laws, which outlaw or severely restrict abortion automatically following the court's ruling. It is a momentous decision which has delighted and enraged Americans. Well, our North America editor, Sarah Smith, is at the Supreme Court for us now. Sarah. Protests have been growing here outside the court all day as people absorb this dramatic news. Whether you agree with the ruling or not, this is a seismic moment in America, as almost five decades of guaranteed abortion rights have been immediately and totally reversed. This is a huge, historic moment for America. As they hear the news from the court, there's jubilation from anti-abortionists. Life won today, they chant, celebrating a victory after almost 50 years.
And you know, I think the devastation abortion has brought on our country, on a communal level and on a personal level. And this is so vindicating to know that we can now take tangible steps to lessen the violence of abortion in our country.
8 years ago, did you ever imagine this would happen?
I imagined it a lot, but I still... People told me it was impossible, that we would never see this kind of victory, and now I know that victory is not only possible, it's happened. So we are going to work out of this momentum, we're going to keep going, we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to build a better world.
Fury from those campaigning to keep the guaranteed right to abortion, promising to fight back.
It's not the will of the people, and this country is so screwed up. People. I'm 21 and I'm terrified.
And we have a lot of work to do just to make that happen, but we will never give up.
It's 50 years since there was last a significant decision on abortion rights in America. It might be another 50.
Sure. But we're not going to stop. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they say. Again, abortions will continue. They just won't be legal and women will die from botched abortions.
It's obvious this ruling is not going to end the arguments over abortion in America. In fact, it will inflame them. In this deeply polarized society, abortion is already one of the most
polarized
issues. Even the president is powerless to change the court's ruling.
With this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court
even
shows
robot.
How extreme it is, how far removed.
They still playing this game, y'all. We still playing this game.
It made the United States an outlier among developed nations in the world. But this decision must not be the final word.
Abortion rights have been fought over for
decades. This is what I'm telling y'all.
Good evening.
The government had nothing to do with this, you guys. This is cosmic order. Had it been for the government, it would have stayed. Like, they would have rallied and fought. You know how many, you know, if they try to murder us, bitch, how many kids you think is being murdered in the background? This is cosmic order, y'all.
Mark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
In 1973, the Supreme Court ruled in the test case of Roe versus Wade that women must have access to abortion across America, a decision totally reversed today.
It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life.
As president, Donald Trump deliberately appointed three pro-life justices to the court, making today's ruling possible. He says God made the decision. In fact, it was six of the nine judges.
By a vote of 6-3, the court affirmed that the power to protect unborn lives is returned to the people
and
their
there
representatives.
Is what it is.
The people have won a victory.
Anti-abortion activists view today's victory as merely a first step. They will now take their campaigns to every state which continues to allow terminations, trying to get abortion banned in the whole of the United States. Sarah Smith, BBC News, Washington. Well, as we mentioned earlier, there are 13 so-called trigger states which already have laws in place to immediately ban abortion now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned. One of them is Arkansas, whose Attorney General has this evening signed the ban into law. Our correspondent Sophie Long has had special access to an abortion clinic in the state, which is now having to turn women away, and there are distressing details in her report. It was exactly the ruling they'd been dreading. But the expectation didn't make the court
Fox News learned a monumental day in America with the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. I'm Dana Perino, along with Katie Pavlich, Jessica Tarlov, Martha McCallum, and one lucky guy, Greg Gustav. 5 o'clock in New York City. This is the 5. The Supreme Court sending the issue of abortion back to the states. The historic decision overturning the 50-year-old ruling on Roe v. Wade, which guaranteed women the right to an abortion, the federal right to an abortion. We have already had significant political, social, and cultural implications. Both sides of the debate gathering all day outside the high court as America absorbs the news. President Biden coming out today attacking the decision.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country. Now, with Roe gone,
a sad day.
Let's be very
sad
clear,
for y'all.
The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. It was three justices.
A sad day, because y'all hoes can't get
Donald
y'all way no more, baby.
Where the court today decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. It's a realization of an extreme ideology.
Everything was balanced. You bitches don't
but this
get
decision must not be the final
yeah,
word.
Everything must bounce.
For more, let's go to
you
our team legal court.
Like, seriously, you all going to stay without no accountability. Everything must balance, y'all.
Must not be the final word.
For more, let's go to our chief legal correspondent, Shannon Bream. And, Shannon, we were on television this morning together on America's Newsroom as the news broke, and you were so able to quickly read the decision, discern it, but I'm wondering now, just several hours later, how it's all settled in for you.
Yeah, a couple things. Interesting that this morning, Dana, normally what happens with the Supreme Court opinion, we have all that sound and fury in the morning, and then after the decision kind of settles in, the groups will go away. But we've got the opposite here today. More and more people are showing up here at the court. They are chanting. They are vowing this is not going to be the end. It's interesting to hear a president of the United States say this can't be the final word, saying this to the judicial branch, to the independent branch from him. But for now, the Supreme Court is the final word on this. The left has been putting this in terms of taking away a constitutional rights. But what the right has argued and what the court said today is there was never a constitutional right to an abortion under Roe. People across the political spectrum had worried that it had weak underpinnings. We talked about this. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was among those who worried that it was susceptible and vulnerable to challenge, exactly like what we've seen happen play out here today. Now, the president and the Speaker of the House have also made comments to the effect that you've got to get to the polls. Of course, it's smart for them to harness this politically, but they're saying things like contraception and same-sex marriage are now going to be a threat. And they're pointing to a line in a concurrence from Justice Thomas. But what he said, if you go and read that, is he says, there is nothing in this opinion today, this abortion opinion, that has anything to do with those rights. It will not impact them. It should not. But he does go on to say that he thinks the court should engage in a different kind of process for other cases moving forward. And he does mention reexamining the substantive due process rights in cases like Obergefell, which is the one that made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. So everybody that signed on to this opinion today agrees there is no threat. There should be no threat. Let me read something from Justice Alito to those other key opinions. He says, we have stated unequivocally that nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. We have also explained why that is so. Rights regarding contraception and same-sex relationships are inherently different from the right to abortion because the latter, as we have stressed, uniquely involves what Roe and Casey termed potential life. It is hard to see how we could be clearer. So while the left will continue trying to make hay out of that, the court has been very clear those rights will not be under attack because of this particular decision today. Dana?
Thank you. I know you've done incredible work today.
How many bodies y'all got?
For you the rest of the weekend. Thank you. Martha, one of the things that going into this is about 65% of Americans mistakenly believe that Roe being overturned means that it's just banned all across the country. And what we're trying to explain to people is that this sends the decision back to the states. Now, in some states, like in New York, you might not have any changes, But in other states, like perhaps Missouri, for example, or even Texas, you will have significant changes.
That's exactly right. And I'm amazed by how many people, you know, a lot of us, and certainly Shannon, spend a lot of time focused on the way that the justices approach these sort of decisions. But it doesn't just, they don't wake up one morning and say, you know what, we have a majority in the court right now. We sort of are like-minded on this. Why don't we overturn Roe v. Wade? It's not like that. They had a case that came before them. Mississippi had implemented a 15-week ban, which is a shorter ban than was really enshrined in Roe v. Wade, so that it bubbles all the way up to the court, and then they have to make this decision on it, and more than half the states look like they will maintain their abortion rights, and it looks like about half of them will either ban or will have 6-week or 15-week bans, which is a considerable period of time. It's interesting, in our polling, 54% of those say that they think it's right to ban after 15 weeks, which is close to 4 months of pregnancy. They say that seems like a reasonable measure, a reasonable point. So I think when you really get behind this, you realize that it is going to be nuanced. There will certainly be places in the country where it's more difficult to get an abortion. But I would also point out one thing, and that is that we have seen really a complete change in abortion in this country. More than half, or as many as 60% of abortions in the country are done by prescription pill that comes in the mail. They're not done at clinics across the country. That's one of the reasons that you've seen
clinics
go down. It's not just opposition to abortion. It's also that their business is shrinking. And I think a lot of people would say that that's a good thing, a good development in all of this. We remember when Bill Clinton said he wanted to see abortion that was safe and legal and rare. That's not the kind of voices that we're hearing on the other side of this debate right now.
This decision has long been derided, Jessica, as one that was not a good, not a decision well made and an argument well made. And even the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that. And yet, even though this decision had leaked in a memo about 55 days ago, it still can be shocking for some that it turned out the way that it did.
Absolutely. I was definitely one of those people who knew it was coming, and I was on with you guys talking about it the day that the opinion got leaked, and I felt the pain of it, you know, not just for myself, but for millions of women across the country who depend on safe and legal access to abortion and to women's health care more generally. And yes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a problem with the opinion. She did not have a problem with the right to abortion. The original case was a privacy case. It was decided 7-2, and the Chief Justice was appointed by a Republican. And I think that that is something that has gotten lost in the conversation today, that people are not using the privacy word enough here. And I do firmly believe that if this was a case, if men were the people that were carrying the
children,
I think that women are being put in a terrible position. The statistics are very clear about who this is going to affect the most. It's women who earn less. It's predominantly women of color. There is a laxness to the idea that it's just easy to cross state lines to just go get abortion. I mean, today in West Virginia and Arkansas, immediately all abortions that were scheduled for today moving forward were canceled.
How many women are whores?
Abortions are not just for women that got pregnant by accident because they slept with the wrong guy.
The
it's
truth
for reasons,
will now
protecting the life of the mother. Some of these states are going to have no exceptions for rape or incest. And I find it very hard to believe from conservatives on TV, I had Cruz on earlier, touting the ruling that if one of Texas' daughters got pregnant because she was raped or got her daughter,
why,
you know, like,
man,
someone got her pregnant, that he
would
do
life.
Everything in his power to make sure that his daughter didn't have to carry that baby to term. The hypocrisy is beyond comprehension here. Republican women get pregnant, and I'm not saying we can't have a conversation about 15 weeks or 20 weeks. I know a lot of people who are pro-choice have
offers
like that, but
y'all
when
better,
this goes back
y'all
to states, there's going
to
be laws that are going to go into effect right away. That means that at 6 weeks, when they don't even have you come in for a heartbeat appointment yet at that point, women are putting in an incredibly unfair position. And I was on with Martha earlier for a discussion about this when we were talking about what Gorsuch and Kavanaugh had said, and Susan Collins and Joe Manchin have both released statements saying that they were misled. Quote from Justice Gorsuch, "I accept the law of the land. Roe v. Wade was law of the land. He deceived the senators, and he deceived the American people," Kavanaugh as well. And there's some language from Amy Coney Barrett that I would add to that.
Okay.
You know,
Jonathan Turley did push back pretty hard on that.
So did Martha.
Katie, I'll throw to you. So there are a lot of women that actually support this decision, yes, as well. A lot of women who have been pro-life and they have fought for this ruling to be overturned and for the decisions to be sent back to the state,
right,
as it is now.
Yeah, the number of pro-life organizations, in fact, I think almost all of them are run by women. The Susan B. Anthony list, the March for Life, all run by women. And the narrative is that women disagree with this decision. That's not true. This, for pro-life activists today, is a huge victory they've been working on for 5 decades. This is something they believe is far overdue, that an injustice against millions of innocent lives inside the womb has been corrected at a federal level.
Yep.
But the fact is that this is now being sent back to the states. It's actually the expanded democracy by allowing
murder
of
inconvenience.
To this,
that's
to what
Washington
people in their states about what they want.
Murder
to
of inconvenience.
And the fight for the pro-life activists and the pro-abortion activists isn't over. They're going to have to convince the people in their state that an abortion ban, with no exceptions, with exceptions, maybe 15 weeks, like we're about to see in Virginia under Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, that that is politically feasible and something that the people who live in that state actually want. I mean, the 10th Amendment says anything that is not in the Constitution specifically is sent back to the states and the people who live in those states. And that is what has happened today. And also, when it comes to how we got to this moment, you actually blame Democrats for this in a way. Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't want to retire. She could have retired early. That could have been a Democratic seat put there. Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump after taking advantage and taking for granted the campaign, not working as hard as
she
did. And Harry Reid, who was the Senate Majority Leader, changed the rules on the filibuster, so it's easier to confirm Supreme Court justices. So for pro-life activists, this is a huge moment in American history, but it's not over. You know, this will continue at the state level, and pro-life groups led by women will continue to fight it in their principle there.
There was one other woman who mentioned, we just want to say, this
is
outstanding.
You just don't drive to the state where you can.
What the Supreme Court just did is that they chose to endanger the lives of all women and all burdened people in the country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men too.
All birthing people.
Yes.
Right.
You mustn't forget the birthing people. They are now the most important people on the planet because they're being included everything in everything. But I think the real injustice today is that I am the only male on the panel still not in the center seat.
Aww, poor
you think about that. What is that? What is that? It's in all seriousness, this is as bad as the Nick trades last night. I don't know if you guys saw that. Sports Humor send a dude here, one lucky guy. I think there's a the only guy here, even though my team has more than all of you combined. There's an obvious one-sentence explanation for both rulings. The guns,
you know,
guns are in the Constitution. Abortion
the
is.
The message is.
Let the states figure it out. I know that sounds harsh.
The message is you women cannot no longer do shit in secret. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all do not hear me. Y'all can't get away with y'all bullshit in secret no more. Some of y'all are justified, but there ain't no more crying wolf, fool. This is a beautiful day.
It's actually inarguable. It's not in the Constitution. I do feel bad for liberals in the media. I think someone should check in on the View. Between the gun ruling and this one, we should remove all sharp objects from their sack, perhaps their shoelaces. But I think you can have 3 or 4 different opinions in your head.
I dare you bitches. Try to cast just to get your way. Bitch, y'all bitches are casting because y'all not getting y'all way. Bad. Imbalance right there. Ooh, baby. Y'all in for a treat.
Well, you could admit that Roe v. Wade was a deeply flawed ruling, and not only is it overturned, it's ending. That's the important thing. But you could also say, hell, it's been around for 50 years. When something's been around for 50 years, why don't you just let it be, all right? We're already used to it. We don't want to upset the apple cart. But the fact is, we've upset a lot of apple carts that we don't like. There have been things that have been around for hundreds of years that we changed. We fought a war over something. You can be, I don't know, you could be confident. even if you're pro-choice, you can be confident that this will be settled state by state, and it might even, life will even go on for some unborn children, which will be really, really nice. If you don't like COVID regulations, you can vote in new politicians, or you can move to Florida. If you don't like your abortion regulations, you could elect new leaders, or you can move to California or New York. So that is how stuff works here, right? And I also think the decision was a great rebuke to the leakers. I believe it was leaked by the Dems because it went to Politico. It didn't go to, like, National Review or Fox News. And that was with the express purpose of foreshadowing liberal outrage that would intimidate and influence the court. And it just didn't happen. The court gave them – the ruling showed that you can't scare the court. And I think that's great. It's just too bad that Biden – doesn't seem interested in dissuading any of the hysteria that's going on right now. It's just that last – I've heard it a couple of times. Like, what if men could get pregnant? You can't prove it. I mean, wait, aren't men getting pregnant?
Birthing people.
Yeah, birthing people. So we should defer to them, Jessica. We should defer to them. Birthing people get the final say in everything.
I think you do know what I meant about that.
Yeah, but that's kind of a hypothetical cliche that I always hear, and it's like, well – we've been fighting wars forever. That was our abortion.
Well, I would argue that it actually makes men more accountable for their behavior.
Amen.
Well, they have to be accountable for what they
also men are allowed to care about life as well.
Well, yeah, right.
Exactly.
A lot of men are
arrogant
in favor
think that we don't care, even if we don't.
All right, up next, Democrats telling people to get into the streets as America braces for potential violence over this Supreme Court abortion ruling.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.
Well. All right. So that's on a mundane level about what's going on. Let's hear what Brother Wisdom has to say.
Brother, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? All right. I just came out of meditation. This is just so fucking disheartening. It's crazy. We got shit we gotta do.
Yeah.
We literally got shit we gotta do.
Yeah.
All right. I was on the YouTube community channel, and that last post about the Roe versus Wade, and let's see, who was that? Il Biblio Zionist, I think the name is Il Biblio Zionist, and he posted on that Revelation 18 chapter 2 verse and said he cried a loud voice, "She has fallen, great Babylon has fallen. She is now haunted by demons and unclean spirits, and all kinds of filthy and hateful birds live in her." And that's what is written in that book. And, you know, I've been trying to tell brothers and sisters for the longest, the book of Revelation was literally talking about the fall of us.
The fall of the old world.
When you talk about destruction of a certain area, they said, oh yeah, and the angel poured out this, and the angel poured out that, and the angel poured out this. Because people were trying to pair up the book of Revelation with current things. And I was like, this is not right. This was an event. This is something that happened here on this realm where we had literally been stripped of every ancestral energy, everything. So I started going into meditation, and I was given information on the tree of life. Now, brothers and sisters, especially those who are the Bible thumpers, don't get the tree of life mixed up with that book when the Adam program with the tree the knowledge of good and evil. These are two different trees. The tree of life was our tree that the brother had revealed that was in
the Arctic Circle. All right. There's a reason why they call it Arctic Circle. All right. Circle of life. All right. The tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was on planet Eden, where these beings were told not to eat of that tree, and they ate of the tree, and for whatever reason, don't know. All right, for whatever reason, don't know. But their creator came and said, hey, why are you hiding? Well, how did you know you were naked? Didn't I tell you not to eat that tree? You were supposed to have been here. This is going to be your home. Then they end up getting kicked off the planet, right?
Mm.
So that's a completely different tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and Eden, where if the universe, far away from this universe, all right? They have records, though. Believe me, they have records. They travel. They have records. All right. The tree of life, circle of life. What I'm learning, what I learned in my meditation is that the tree of life was something like a cyborg mechanical tree. And many of the trees here still have that, those abilities. You know, I watched the videos. The trees are actually walking. The trees are actually moving. You know, the plant is alive, but the tree of life was more so created from, like, carbon fiber optics. And this is, like, some very advanced type of technology. And it was implanted in the ground in this realm. See, each realm has got a tree of life. All right, the tree of life wasn't for the planet. Each realm has got their own tree of life. So if you end up going to another realm, you're going to be a part of that realm, and that realm has a tree of life. The tree of life on this realm was destroyed, which means that we've got to find a way to rebuild it. All right? And it's going to take us to rebuild it. Nobody's going to come and do anything for us. We've got to be the ones to link back into physics and science and technology and engineering and all this stuff. I mean, that's where we come from. So because the tree of life that was implanted, and it was like a cyborg, it was created straight from pure cybernetics. It was created from pure cybernetics. I mean, and this is what gave us the ability to do so many things. But, you know, like we said, I think it was Brother Marvin who told us about the tree of life. I think it was him, if I'm not correct. Who told us about these beings. I can't find the, believe me, I can't find the, Marvin Jones, it was Brother Marvin Jones, who told us about these beings.
Mm-hmm.
When they had, when these beings had went into center for the planet and they got the information from the dwarfs and the elves in the center of the planet. Dwarfs and elves, whatever type of deal they cut with the dwarfs and elves, they never came to the other part of that deal. The dwarfs and elves gave up the information. Therefore, a war ensued because they were trying to kill them. The dwarfs and the elves fought back. Ran a lot of these inorganic things out of center Earth. They shut the door. They closed everything off from them. But these inorganic beings had access. They had the information. They knew where to target. And like we said, they had clones, and they had clones of themselves. They have been cloning for
eons, seriously. Thousands of years they have been cloning. They are still cloning right now. Joe Biden is a clone. That Joe Biden, as you see, is a clone. You make a full-grown clone in 8 hours. Seriously. Make a full-grown clone. You have the one clone that you can clone from a drop of blood, and you can create a baby. I think that's called a reproductive clone. I think it's called a reproductive clone, where you clone, and then that clone is birthed with from a fetus into a baby inside of a synthetic amniotic sac with synthetic amniotic fluid. But then you have a direct clone, which is some kind of way they take the DNA of that person and they create a body. It's like a body that's, you know, it's just a body, and it's like they take the essence of that and put it into that body, and it's like a direct clone. But a clone can be, however they do it, a clone can be created. A full-grown clone can be created in 8 hours, or then they have to reproduct the clone when the baby is goes through a certain stage and is birthed through, like I said, a synthetic amniotic sac and synthetic amniotic fluid, while certain nutrients are being pumped in through artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has been around for a long time. And that's clone. So they've been cloning for a long time. So they had millions upon millions upon millions of clones come here, and we fought them, and we fought them, and we fought them, and we fought them, and we fought them. These are the things that they want to tell you about. And they found our tree, and they destroyed our tree. And that's where the scripture comes from right here. All right, that's where that scripture comes from. When they said that he cried a loud voice, she has fallen. The great Babylon has fallen. She is now haunted by demons, and unclean spirits. All kinds of filthy and hateful birds live here. You gotta understand, the birds are people. You know, filthy people. Hateful people, hateful people. They didn't want to say people. They put birds there, but they were hateful people. So when we talk about the fall of Atlantis, we're talking about the fall, because they call Babylon the city of great evil, because we have so many different levels of robotics. We have all types of technology, right? This was no fly-by-night place. We had the shit. And these so-called white people, these intervening people, I don't know if they're with the Draconians, reptilians, the Nakals, Medes, the Nordics, the Palladians, I mean, others, all different types of them. And they were all cloned of themselves, and they came here and they fought against us. And they destroyed our tree of life. Like I said, tree of life was more so carbon fiber optics type of tree. It was created through straight cybernetics. It looked like a real tree, but it was cybernetics, just like us. Our skin, this carbon skin, carbon fiber optics. You're going to be born through a sister that was when you have a brother who ejaculates into that sister, that carbon sperm, because our sperm is a carbon base. Everything about us is carbon. So you have a carbon sperm going into a carbon egg, and this is all carbon fiber optics, cyborgs,
of some of the greatest powers ever known. And when that tree was destroyed, and they showed us that tree in the movie Avatar. It's like they bragged about it. And like we said, they wanted us to think that we had bows and arrows. That's what they wanted us to think, that we had bows and arrows, but they didn't want us to know that we had some of the greatest technology, and we just got overflooded. They knew that if they could flood the land, they knew if they can overflood us with theirs, we're gonna have a hard time fighting them. We had a hard time fighting them, brothers and sisters. We had a hard time fighting them. And to this day, we're still fighting them. And for whatever reason, our brothers and sisters were awakened to this. Marrying and hanging out and all this other garbage. And then they kill us off secretly and give a slap on the wrist. Don't do that no more, but we're going to go ahead and take care of it and make it a suicide. Yeah. So it's still going on. It's still going on to this day. So the tree of life was a cybernetic tree. I saw it. It was made of the inside of the tree. You had the outside of the tree, which had a bark on it, but the inside of the tree was pure cybernetics. And the roots was planted in the ground. And all that energy, I mean, it was millions and millions of roots, and all that energy just dispersed across this realm. And therefore, we had the ability to fly, levitate, teleport, to control all the forces. This is what the Tree of Life gave us, to control all of the forces, wind, water, fire, magnetism, electricity, plasma, high frequencies, high vibration, I mean, all types. So we have to rebuild this Tree of Life. We have to rebuild the Tree of Life, us. Nobody else is going to do this but us. Like we said, the Tree of Life is created through pure cybernetics. And who are we? We are the greatest known cyborgs in this part of the galaxy. We fell from a great power, and they call this Great Babylon. And a great voice cried out, Babylon has fallen. They, the biblical Babylon, is nothing but Atlantis. And then they made Atlantis into America. And then now we're calling ourselves Americans when in reality we are Atlanteans, not Babylonians, but Atlanteans. They told the story, but we didn't understand it. So I said the book is written in codes. The book of Revelation already happened. They were telling things that already happened. They were not telling, you know, this, oh, you know, a great prophecy is going to happen and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And brothers and sisters grabbing this book, trying to match up different things with that book. But shit is happening that book ain't got. The real shit, to know what is really going to happen, they got it. They got the scrolls. But they told us how they made us fall. And they told us what happened. How the dragon gave power over to the bees, and the bees gave power back to the dragon. It's like a cycle of some powers, you know. And so one brother had did a posting and was talking about the dollar bill and how it showed the separation. It showed the great seal, which represents these white people, all right, on the back of the dollar, which the eagle and the seal represents these white people. But then you had the pyramid and the iron, which represents the Moors. And who did they use to help us fall? The Moors. But you have to remember, the Moors are not originally from here. Let's take a pause for a second. Okay, I'm back. All right. This is and Amun Hotep El Bey on Facebook. This is what he wrote. He said, yes, family, we always had our own nation and government
The evidence is on the back of the $1 bill because there are two seals on the back of the $1 bill. The two seals is evidence. Two seals are evidence of a more perfect union of two governments. The seal with the eagle holding the 13 arrows is the great seal for the Europeans. And the corporate United States, the seal of the pyramid is the great seal for the Moors and the continental United States of America, a.k.a. Al Morocco. Okay. So we must understand that we talked about the 4th of July. We talked about the 4th of July. That was Thanksgiving. That was the 4th of July. But mostly the 4th of July when they talk about 1776, you know. And this is when these inorganic beings made deals. And this is after the fall. And I understand when things were different before the fall. Before the tree of life was destroyed, all of us all over this planet were fighting. When I said these motherfuckers had millions and millions and millions of clones, they were fighting on every part of this realm. They were fighting us hard on every part of this realm. They were fighting because they wanted to have the resources. So many different beings have come here to this realm and others and other realms. Other realms are not under this right here that we're dealing with. So many different beings have come to this realm because they wanted the resources. The resources on this realm is rich. Rich. And the way they take the resources, they take the resources and they take it back to their planets. That's why we talk to you guys about these inorganic beings and so-called white people and all of up there, Russia and Ukraine and all. They are taking resources and they're taking it back to their home. That's why the brothers and sisters from other realms, or better yet, they're from this realm, but they come from the outskirts of this realm, all the other islands, what they call the other lands, all those other islands. They're coming and they are fighting these beings, and they're destroying them because they know what's going on. So you got to understand, brothers, this whole thing about war and all this stuff, they're working together, all right? Putin and Biden and whatever that Chinese guy name, whatever. Marvin Jones is going to hour, like an hour and a half, message on how when China failed and how, you know, they destroyed all the original books of the of our people, the true Asians. These are the Orientals who did this. And everything happened after the destruction of the tree of life. So much shit happened. All right? So everybody was fighting on this realm here. They wanted the resources because they heard about the resources, the land of milk and honey. You got gold, you got silver, you got diamonds, you got uranium, you got copper, you got natural gas, you got salt. What else you got? You got all types of other minerals. I mean, tungsten. I mean, all types of minerals and metals. It was like, this is the place to be, and they want to own the resources. This is why they came, because they want to own the resources. They take those resources back to their home where they originally came from. And they want to stay here so that they continue to drain our planet. In the meantime, we sit up and constantly working day to day to try to make some money and do this, and they're stealing our people. They realize that our organs have a lot of those rare minerals that they can't get from the ground. Yes. So they learn how to, you know, dry out the organs and chop them up and form them into a more solid metal. They learn the chemical composition, how to form our organs into the resources that they need. All right? So you have to understand the tree of life was our source.
remorse. Morse is nothing but another religion for Islam. They taught us that. And all of your Arabs and all that, those are all part of the Oriental clan. The Orientals come from another universe, another god. They all came here working together because they want to own the resources. They created corporations, and then they turned us against each other. They turned us against each other. You got brothers and sisters running around here talking about some, oh yeah, all of us were Moors. No, we were not. No, we were not. We were not all Moors. Before the fall, we knew who we were. We called ourselves nature. We knew what planets we came from. We knew what galaxies we came from. We knew the star systems we came from. We knew all the planets that we saw in the sky. We traveled. We were deep into cybernetics and robotics and all types of other things. And these so-called white people said that this is evil. And they called it evil because they could not contain us. And then they found a way to make us fall. This was the fall of Atlantis. The great and powerful Atlantis. And then they told us that Atlantis went underwater when in reality Atlantis never went underwater. We're walking on Atlantis. We're talking on Atlantis. We're breathing on Atlantis. This is very moment. We must understand, brothers and sisters, the fall of Atlantis. And Atlantis is what they call Babylon. So many brothers and sisters don't understand. The book of Revelation already happened. Everything in that book already happened. This is the fall. Babylon is Atlantis. The great and powerful Atlantis, what they call, like I said, Babylon. So the tree of life, cybernetics, made of carbon fibers, fiber optics, the realms of intelligence and technology we were created from. Look at this right here. Look at this. Fiber optics. Fiber optics. Carbon fibers that grow out of our body. We have carbon fibers that grow out of our body that they call hair. This locks right here. These are carbon fibers that grow out of our bodies. Pure carbon. Pure carbon. We call ether. We've already established that they use ether to create anesthesia. They need us for their technology, but we need us for our realm, for our planet, for our people. It's time that we wake up. We have to come together. And it doesn't matter if it's 1% of us or 2% of us or 3% of us. We have to come together to recreate the tree of life. Maybe we need another great gathering. Maybe we need another great gathering so that we all come together and we're going to talk about creating, rebuilding the tree of life. We need our engineer brothers and sisters. We need our physics brothers and sisters. We need our technology brothers and sisters. We need everyone. And if you want to put things on this forum, put it on the forum, because guess what? This so-called white man can't do shit about this. He can't do nothing about it. Only thing he going to try to do is try to slow you down or stop you. But guess what? You got more power than he does. He knows he don't belong here. He knows this shit. This is common knowledge. All of them know they know. But in the meantime, they tell us that they were created from us. If you were created from us, then why you don't look like us? Exactly. So the key point is that we have to understand that they wrote this book and they told us, oh, all these prophecies are coming true in this prophecy. No, 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 no. Tree of life is already still driven of our realm. And like the one brother said on that video talking about the tree of life in the Arctic Circle, he said this entire realm is Atlantis. This entire realm is Atlantis.
which means that those brothers and sisters who come from the Sumerian galaxy, they call themselves Sumerian, but they were here. And we came from where? An Atlantean galaxy. But we, this realm is Atlantis, and we came here on this planet because this planet was supposed to be in a universal power station. And we were building this planet because this planet is created pure cybernetics. That's why everything is reborn. So that's why everything is this planet is unlike any other planet. And they said, you know, it regrows everything, and this right here, and you take away it, and it'll recreate it. Cybernetics, the greatest of cybernetics, and we were created directly from this planet. We have something to protect, but we never mourn. They brought that shit to us.
There it is.
Talk that shit to us.
There is bitter land watered with my soul.
Society, tell them stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology, trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees, stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around the green, I'm a lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth, it's a nigga cursed in my bless, see what I mean, it's a test, life is a test, life is like a hood, hard, trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark, and the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying, look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?
This land, it does not
what it's come to. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
All right, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. The Fall of Babylon. Is that where we're at? That's what this podcast was about. So appreciate you guys. And till next time, peace.